BBC News with Ian Purdon. The Ukrainian authorities say a passenger plane has been shot down in the east of the country in an area where pro-Russian rebels have been fighting government forces. They say all 295 people on board the Malaysia Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur were killed. Most of the passengers were Dutch nationals. Some of the relatives are waiting at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, from where Anna Holligan reports.
Ashen-faced families gathered in silence at Schiphol Airport, inside Departures 3, the same place from which they'd waved their relatives off on holiday just a few hours earlier. The senior vice president of Malaysia Airlines said a flight tonight would take those relatives to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. From there, they'll be transported to the crash site.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Ukraine bore responsibility for the downing of the Malaysian airliner. Rajini Vaidyanathan reports on Washington's response to the crash.
We heard from Vice President Joe Biden earlier today. He said he believes that the plane was shot down, it wasn't an accident, and that it was blown out of the sky. And although he conceded that he didn't have all the details to make that assertion, we're also hearing from US officials, as being widely reported in the media here, that US officials believe that a surface-to-air missile brought down the Malaysian Airlines jet. But they're very careful to be cautious about who might have been responsible.
The Israeli army has begun its first major ground operation in Gaza for more than 5 years. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the aim was to destroy tunnels used by militants to attack Israel. Backed by air and naval forces, the army is heavily shelling the Gaza Strip. Witnesses said they saw about 10 Israeli tanks. An unconfirmed report say a hospital has been hit. At least three people are reported to have been killed in the latest fighting. Julie Webb-Pullman, who's a journalist originally from New Zealand but now living in Gaza, said residents feared the worst.
It's a really awful situation to be in. The skies are full of drones and F-16s. We can hear bombs and explosions all the time. Artillery fire from the sea. It's really quite frightening.
A Hamas spokesman said the operation would have dreadful consequences, but Israel said it would be limited in scope. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said the move followed the rejection of repeated offers to de-escalate the situation.
The only reason that the Israeli government had to send in troops is because Hamas rejected the ceasefire proposals that were put on the table by the Egyptians. Hamas said no to a ceasefire, and now Hamas will pay the price.
World News from the BBC. Libya has warned the United Nations Security Council that unless it gets more help to develop its security forces, the country could become a failed state with far-reaching consequences. Libya's Foreign Minister Mohamed Abdelaziz told the council his country needed expert help to train the police and defense forces to protect important infrastructure, including oil fields, ports and airports. The UN Security Council has condemned recent ballistic missile launches by North Korea. The Council described the three rounds of Scud short-range missiles fired by North Korea in June and July as a violation of Security Council resolutions. North Korea is subject to a range of international sanctions for repeated missile tests since 2006. Bolivia has lowered the legal working age for children, allowing them to work from the age of 10, as long as they also attend school and are under parental supervision. The law also permits parents to allow 12-year-olds to be contracted to work for others. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The Bolivian Vice President Alvaro Garcia said it would have been much easier for his country to pass laws in line with international conventions on child labor. That would have meant a minimum working age of 14, with no exceptions. But Mr. Garcia argued that such legislation would not be enforceable in Bolivia, one of South America's poorest countries where more than 500,000 children already work to supplement the family income. The socialist government hopes the law will help eradicate extreme poverty in Bolivia.
The American actress and singer Elaine Stritch has died at the age of 89. Famous for her brash humor and rich voice, she performed for more than 60 years on Broadway, making her name in musicals like Call Me Madam and Pal Joey. And that is the BBC News.